Oh,
it'll all be fine.
Oh. Yeah.
This is nonsensical.
Punchinello, you so mellow.
He's a good-looking fellow.
Can you say hello?
Hello.
Yeah. That could be something we could use as a jingle for the start of this podcast.
Punchinello, can you say hello?
Yeah. He's a good-looking fellow. Can you say hello? Hello.
Hello, Punchinello. Yeah.
Back on Nonsensible.
Welcome back. How you feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel? You said yes. I asked him how he felt and he said yes.
Sing action.
좋습니다. 아주 좋은.
Feels good. 네.
Yeah. Good. That's good to know.
You look good.
아우, 감사합니다. 데이브가 또.
Your hair is awesome.
Yeah.
아, 감사합니다.
You ever watch Haikyuu? Haikyuu 본 적이 있어?
아니요. Haikyuu는 본 적 없네.
Does anybody know what Haikyuu is?
What is Haikyuu?
Yeah, volleyball. He looks like his hair looks like a yeah. Haikyuu랑 so sorry. I'm a weeb. 좀 오타쿠예요.
아 괜찮아. 저도 오타쿠예요. 아 근데 like 하이큐를 못 봤어요.
아 못 봤어요.
It's like a Japanese anime.
It's an anime about high school boys playing volleyball that I like.
Is there a Japanese anime about kendo?
Kendo? Probably. You can find a Japanese anime about anything.
Are you searching for it?
Yeah. No, but then now that I'm looking at him, it's the opposite. It's…
it's blonde well, in the middle and
well,
and
no, that's actually not… Ends. No, it's actually… It's oh, God.
Yeah, he's going to…
It's his character.
Okay.
You see it,
옛날에 머리 길렀을 때도 이 캐릭터랑 똑같다고 그러니까. DM 많이 왔었어요.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hair length, hair length and everything.
Yeah, that actually looks quite similar.
That's what…
I used to have hair too.
Yeah, 대머리예요.
My 민머리.
Thanks for pointing that out. He's bald.
대머리. What are some other words for 대머리? 민머리.
박박이.
박박이. 대머리 박박.
크릴린 알아? 크릴린?
아, 예.
You're six… dots in his head from Dragon Ball Z.
Who the f*** is Krillin? Who the f*** is Krillin?
I don't know, but I'm laughing.
No, you don't know
either. I don't know. I just had to laugh.
Who is Krillin? Do I not want to see a picture of Krillin?
Anime. It's from Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Is he sexy?
No, he's like pretty much the…
Is he ripped?
He's in Dragon Ball, of all the Dragon Ball characters, he's like the… I don't know how to say it in… He's a Zubop.
Zap.
What language is that in?
Zubop. He's a Zubop.
Is that like Klingon for Dragon Ball Z?
No. It's
is he like the pink friend of SpongeBob?
Henry?
That's not Henry. It's Patrick.
I don't know shit. I'm so anti-nerd. I don't know anything like that.
SpongeBob's friend's Patrick. Called Henry.
Henry.
When I was growing up, I watched like Pete and Pete.
I watch Pete and Pete too on Nick, dude. Never mind.
Rugrats.
Rugrats.
Brainiacs.
Doug.
Brainiacs. Doug.
Elf.
어릴 때 좋아했던 프로그램 뭐였어요?
What did you watch when you were young?
저 짱구 진짜 좋아했어요.
Like
근데 지금도 아직 좋아하고.
Crayon Shin-chan. In English is what they know.
What's he called?
Crayon Shin-chan. Chan. In English.
Shin-chan.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in English, but in Jangu in Korean.
Yeah. I've only ever known of it as Jangu.
Yeah, the English name is Korean Shin-chan.
For some reason, he always tends to pull his pants down.
Yeah.
Is that why the beer places are called like Sangu beer? Is that something like Jangu beer, Sangu beer?
That's just random.
What are those like? What is that character though?
Jangu.
Is that the same kind of animation though?
No. Saul's talking about a beer franchise that has like a cartoon character on
Bongu
their sign.
Bongu
beer.
Dalbong beer.
That's just… I think that's just that.
Is character. That not based off a cartoon?
No. It's just some dude's name and he's just drawn a picture of himself.
You know nothing about cartoons, do you?
I don't know shit about cartoons.
You didn't watch any cartoons when you were a kid?
The ones that he just said. I watched those.
Wait, why didn't you watch like Dragon Ball and stuff like that? You just never got into it?
The only one I watched was like The Last Airbender. Is that cool?
No, it wasn't cool ever.
That was never cool.
That was never cool.
That wasn't cool?
No.
Was it cool?
Avatar The Last Airbender?
It was cool.
The movie was… No, the movie
no,
was
No, not
really
the movie. Oh, that movie. The live action movie. That, yeah. that sucked. But get your nerd up, bruh. Avatar is tight.
You've been out-nerded by Saul. Wow.
It's really good. How do you I actually feel? Like that a lot. I watched a little bit of Samurai Champloo.
That's a cool show.
That's cool.
You ever watch Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
Cowboy Bebop's. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Cowboy Bebop's the shit.
Legend is a legend.
What?
Legend.
Legend.
I want to kind of take it in a different direction.
Okay, go ahead.
We were talking about something briefly before we started recording earlier today about your life on the internet. Like, and how much of your life lives on the internet.
Okay.
Like, do you have limitations of where people should live? Like, are there expectations of what we think? Like, some people are up there Instagramming everything they eat, everything they do. Like, I saw Saul the other day and his girlfriend was like, I don't even know. I missed what she was laughing about, but I saw like 5 stories of her laughing.
Yeah. No, we were just drinking and laughing. But yeah, she was wild.
It was kind of like, this looks like she's having fun, but I've missed the joke.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what that was about.
Oh, you don't know what it was about?
I mean, actually, I do know what that was about.
Okay.
So, I don't know why she was going so crazy, but I do an ilgi when I'm writing, to practice my Korean, I write a diary. Mm-hmm. And my diary is just all about like how beautiful my girlfriend is. But it kind of sounds like my Korean's not that great. So I kind of sound like an 8-year-old writing her a love letter. It's like every day that I write it, that she laughs at me for that.
So let me ask you the question. Are you on Instagram?
Oh, 네, 네.
I was looking. What's your Instagram?
FK your opinion 이라고 치면
Oh, fuck your opinion. Yeah. Well, for you, is it something like, do you put your life out there for everyone to see how Punchinello lives behind the scenes?
그 모든 것을 네. 그 팔로워 분들한테 다 공개해요. 뭐 오늘 뭐 먹고 있는지, 오늘 누구 만나고 있는지 이런 거 다 공개하는 편이에요. 아니면 인스타 할 때 조금 뭐라고 해야 돼? 좀 미스터리스 하게
좀 뒤가 더 맞는 것 같아요.
막 이렇게 예.
막
사생활이 중요하죠.
네, 그렇죠. 네. 아무래도 근데 그렇긴 한데 근데 의도해서 뭔가 사생활을 약간 지키기 위해서 막 공개를 안 하는
그런
것보다도 그냥 뭔가 전 뭔가 약간 인스타그램도 잘 이게 피드 같은 거 잘 관리하면 이쁘잖아요. 그래서 좀 약간 이것도 뭔가 작품이라고 생각하고 해야 된다. 근데 홍보할 거 홍보하고 이러는데 그냥 좀 멋있게 나온 사진을 더 멋있게 만들어서 올리면은 그게 다 이쁘게 보여서.
It's really nice. Looks really cool. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, so that's what he was saying. It's more of, it's almost like an art piece.
Yeah,
it's
an
like,
art piece.
You know, things that look cool as opposed to me where I've got photos of me pulling a dumb face or, you know, my kids playing ice hockey or just
Mine's a mess too, dude. Pictures of me in fucking skirts.
사람마다 근데 다 다른 거긴 하니까 제 좀 중2병 같은 거죠.
좋은 거예요. 좋은 거예요. 멋있어.
It's difficult because different people have different expectations and I guess you have to find that fine line of what's comfortable for yourself. That's the important part of it. Like, 지금 뭐 팬들 위해서 하는 것보다 자기 위해서 하는 거잖아요.
예, 예, 예.
그러니까 그 선은 뭐 잘 선택하는 건데
네.
뭐 지금 충분히 그렇게 하니까
네.
신비한 사람인 것 같아요.
아,
미스터 미스터리어스 over here. It kind of makes me want to find out more.
맞아. 좀 그리고 제 팬들도 이제 그 제가 이런 거 올리는 걸 더 좋아하는 것 같더라고요. 제가 잘 모르겠지만 그런 것 같아요. 그래서 예. 그렇습니다.
그렇습니다.
His fans enjoy it too.
나는 인스타는
이제 Did you show 아니, your eyebrows?
아, 나
Tell them about
밀었는데 다시 많이
길러졌어.
봤어요?
They're almost back.
아니, 지금 봤어요.
Yeah, Twitch?
That's
was
quick.
It Twitch?
That's quick, right?
Yeah. Was it Twitch?
Twitch로 내가 눈썹 밀어버렸어요. 돈 벌기 위해. 아.
얼마 벌었어? How much did you get?
I made a pretty penny from. a pretty penny.
Hang on, it wasn't it for 60 subscribers?
Yeah, at the time
so
I was
like
smaller.
So that's like 30,000.
I was smaller at the time, so even though it was like a month ago.
So yeah. Are we upping the ante? Is this something else you're willing to do for?
When I did that, I said I've done so much worse, or so much more for so much less.
Yeah,
I'm a little slut.
I got taste for $10.
I'm 그냥 쉬운 남자야. 나도 나 진짜 쉬운 남자야. 나는 뭐 하라고 하면 해. 하라고 하면 해.
What have you done?
I've done some f***ed up shit for nothing.
For nothing? Yeah. Just for shits and giggles?
Yeah, just for shits and giggles. I can't tell it on here. I can't tell some of the shit I've done on here. I've done some nasty shit for nothing.
Do you know what a taser is? Taser? I got tased for $10 in high school once.
Really?
Bro, my mom still tells that story about me.
For $10. $10.
And my mom told me to tell. That's so funny that you said that because my mom told me to tell that story on the podcast today. She's like, tell them about the time that you got tased for $10 and tell them that I said that you needed to get more than $10 if you're going to get tased.
So
tell us.
Yeah, tell us. Was it-
I mean, my boys and I were just like drinking at a party and my boy had a taser. And he said, and why? He was like, who wants to get tased? I'll pay you $10. And I was like, I'll do it. Cause I was like, Dave, I was the same. I said, I would do anything for, I was, you know, Jackass was a popular show at the time. Yeah. Is there a Korean version of Jackass?
옛날에 쿠쿠 크루 있었지.
Legit 그쵸. Goons did that video.
Yeah, Cuckoo Crew used to do that shit, but they're not there anymore. 옛날에, yeah, not anymore, but before they were. Now they're all family friendly and shit. Because YouTube, you can't do that shit on YouTube anymore.
Ah, really?
YouTube got all censored.
It's illegal to do Jackass stunts.
No, it's not illegal, but you're not gonna get monitored. I can't do half the shit. I can't even curse. You have to even beep out bad words. Now.
You're not getting paid for it anymore from ads. Like yeah.
Since when? Not when we were doing videos. We didn't block them out.
No, dude, we'd be doing videos like 4 months ago. I'm talking
now.
Like no, 5-6 years ago. It changed. Edgier content used to be okay on YouTube. You could still get advertisers. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. It's not important.
Yeah.
But I mean, even recently, Steve-O is still like he's still doing stuff.
Oh yeah, because Steve-O. When you have an initial base and amount of money, you don't really need to add revenue. And a lot of people who do crazy shit like that, they have outside sponsors like NordVPN, you know, shit
or
like
Monster
that.
Monster Energy.
Yeah. Don't.
Sorry, is that that's for you only?
Yeah. I was drinking my drink the other day and a friend of mine, he just took a sip and…
You don't like that.
I don't
like
that.
Well, no, hang on. Nobody should be doing that right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't need to share cups.
But usually you don't care just because of Corona?
Usually I don't care. I was vaping one time and this girl just grabbed my shit and started putting her nasty ass lips all over it. And I was like, get the fuck off my…
Where was this?
This was like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. So before the lockdown.
Really?
Yeah, at my friend's birthday party. She put her nasty ass lips all over my vape and I just threw that fucking the little thing away because I was like, ew.
That was she someone you knew?
Yeah, she's somebody I know. Doesn't make it okay.
No. I'm not suggesting it does. I'm just like, if anything, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
You don't smoke, right?
Probably a year or two in university and just quit cold turkey.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Smokes bad.
How long have you been smoking? Do you smoke?
Smoking. Do you smoke?
Do you want to quit?
No, 좋아.
담배 피는 거하고 술 마시는 거 세상에서 제일 좋아해서.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Do you smoke cigarettes while you write your songs?
작곡할
때 담배 펴요?
근데 집에서 담배 못 펴가지고 술은 먹고요 하면서 그럼 더 잘 되더라고요.
That's perfect. Just writing your song, taking a shot, just drinking alcohol, and then when you're a little tipsy, you just go downstairs to the first floor and just.
Yeah, yeah. 근데 어떤 술 shot? Shot 아니고 맥주 아니면 wine, right?
와인?
가사 쓰면서 뭐 아, 마셔요?
뭐 혼술할 때 when you drink alone, what do you drink?
Did you drink whiskey before you wrote Absinthe?
No, you drank Absinthe.
그건 좀 맨정신에서.
Yeah.
맨정신에서.
Song, he's got this crazy ass song that sounds like drank a whole bottle of whiskey before I wrote it.
This dude was drinking. So it. There's no relation to drinking Absinthe at all with that song? Okay, Absinthe 먹는 관련 아예 없는 거예요?
네, 저 먹어본 적 없어요, 압생트. 근데 그 얘기를 들었는데 압생트 이제 뭐 악마의 술이다 뭐 약간 이런
so
게
So you 있어요. wrote a song about something you heard about? I'm gonna write a song about being a rapper for God's sake. Like,
Absinthe? Who, have you tried Absinthe?
I think they had Absinthe I've in had Korea a couple years ago.
Yeah,
no?
I've had Absinthe, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it was like one of the most enjoyable alcohols I've experienced
yeah,
in my life.
어때요? 마시면
그냥 먹을만한데?
이 약간
그냥
뿡 떠있는 느낌 그러니까 이게 사람마다 좀 반응이 아. 다르겠지만 like for when I had it kind of you kind of had like a bit of a floating feeling.
It kind of gets you like pseudo like it gives you an instant buzz like not an instant buzz I don't know how to explain I know what you're talking about it's like a
traditionally it was an hallucinogenic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's changed a lot now. 그러면 옛날에 약간 이게 약간 한국말로 어떻게
환상하기만
하는 술이었기 때문에
아, 아.
그 옛날에 약간 마약처럼 그렇게 생각했던 거예요.
아,
네. Now 좋아. it's just a branding thing.
Now
right?
it's just it's absinthe is a type of liquor. It's but really it's strong, not okay. it's not to the extent of what it used to be. It was obviously it had stronger, you know, hallucinogenic properties before. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like in parts of Europe.
그냥 따가워 그냥. 따가워. 그냥 따갑고 조금 막 바카디 101보다 조금 덜 아프고.
It's smooth. It's a lot smoother.
It's smoother, exactly. 좀 스무세요. 바카디 그냥 Bacardi just hurts.
Bacardi is like it's like Bacardi's like cutting open your arm and putting salt on the wound.
Yeah. 먹어봤지. 아 진짜 최악이야. 그거 먹는 사람 이해 안 가. I only like Bacardi 151 when it's my Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
It goes in all Long Island, right?
What do you drink when you're not drinking Long Island iced teas?
I'm drinking pumpkin chai lattes from Starbucks.
I'm talking about when you get on the hard stuff.
Jaeger bombs. Jaeger.
What's the other one like Jaeger bomb that's kind of shaped like a Coke bottle?
Agua bombs.
Agua bombs.
I with agua bombs.
Yeah, dude, hell yeah. You know, they don't know what that... My brother didn't even know what that was
yeah.
until he got to Korea. Agua 있잖아. 네. 한국에서 그렇게 인기 많잖아. 근데 네. 외국에서 안 마셔.
아 진짜요?
안 마시더라고.
Really?
Yeah. My brother was like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Wait, that this isn't from the West." He's like, "Nah, dude, I've never had that. Never seen that. It tastes good though."
I mean, agua bombs are good.
So agua is the Spanish word for water.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no. It was a bad joke. Sorry.
It is.
What it is? Yeah, but it's this green liquor, alcohol. It looks like poison, for God's sakes.
It's like, you know, those poisonous frogs that are bright green.
It's like bright green. It's yeah. like
But what is it? Green. Is it, it's made of a plant? Is it kind of similar
it's to… It's an energy drink and some green
it's,
bullshit
it's
liqueur.
It's caffeine. It's like…
It looks like
뭐, 뭐야? 어떻게 설명해?
It's like hot six and some liqueur that's green, right?
But yeah, what's but, the liquor? Isn't the liquor agua?
We're trying to explain agua. Agua. 이건 그냥 살짝… 식물 맛이 나기도 하고
약간 달콤하고 뭐라고 설명해야
될지 달아
그냥 달아 네, 달죠
It like says coca leaf it's described here as coca leaf liqueur
Yeah, that's coca leaf Yeah, it's like leafy
Yeah and
Is here
Nothing good comes from coca leaves
You guys ever had Fireball? Fireball's good
진짜 좋아요 약간 계피 맛 나는
맞아.
진짜 많이 먹었었어.
You guys are yeah, it's like a cinnamon yeah, cinnamon yeah. like whiskey.
How old do you have to be to drink in Korea?
19? 19. The 20. 20.
But so but 19 18. International age.
18.
Oh, 18?
18. A lot of kids are like not even 18 when they can start drinking legally if they're like needing, if they're like their birthday's not fast.
Because mm-hmm. it's based on the year you're born in as opposed to your date of birth.
Yeah.
So once that new year clicks over, it's like you can the 1st of January, like all of a sudden you can go out drinking. 1월 1일 그 연도에 생일 되면 바로 술 먹을 수 있는 거 맞죠?
맞아.
네, 네, 네.
Right. You can drink when you're 16 in Germany.
Yo. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of countries like that.
Like they sell beer at McDonald's in Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, 진짜요? Yeah.
아니, 옛날에 wow. 한국에서 영화관에서 맥주 팔았는데. They used to sell beer.
They still do, I think.
They do, still do. 아직 그래?
지금도 그럴 거예요, 아마.
아, 그래? 역시 한국.
Like, even for me, selling beer at the convenience store, that in Australia, you cannot buy alcohol at a convenience store.
None?
None at all.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
호주 편의점에서 맥주 안 판대.
맥주만 안 파는
술,
거예요?
술 아예 안
술 아예 안 진짜요? 판다.
판매 금지요.
네. 아, 그래?
What do you call the ABC stores? What do you call that? We call them ABC stores. That's so where you have to go to buy liquor.
So we call them a bottle shop.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the only places you can buy.
At the bottle shop.
Yeah, get into the bottle shop and get a slab of beer.
What do you call the what?
The ABC store. What do you call them in Atlanta?
Foot Locker. Anybody got that reference?
Yeah.
No, ABC ABC Mart.
ABC Mart.
In Korea, you get…
That was a… When you said that, that was the first thing that I thought. Was,
oh, weird.
Yeah. I was like, shoot.
That's so weird because when I first saw ABC, I thought I was at a liquor store.
In ABC Korea. Mart.
Yeah.
Yo, what kind of drinker are you? Do you like to go to like pubs? Do you like to go to bars, clubs? Like 어떤 스타일이에요? 뭐 술집 가는 거… 술집에서 마시는 스타일 뭐 소주 한 잔 안주에 소주 한 잔 아니면 뭐 그냥 밥 먹으면서 먹는 스타일이에요 아니면 바 가서 뭐 룸에서 네. 집에서 클럽에서 어디서 마시는 거 좋아해요?
노래방에서 at home maybe
근데 다 좋아하는데 저는 집에서 혼자 먹는 거 진짜 좋아.
아, 그래.
혼자 스타일이구나. 막 약간 시간 상관없이 먹는 거 진짜 좋아하거든요.
A true artist.
아침에 일어나고.
True artist.
예, 그런 적도 있고 아침에 일어나서 이제 뭘 시켜 먹었는데 이건 뭔가 술이 있어야 될 것 같아 해서 아침밥 먹을 때도 뭐 반주하고
아침밥?
네, 반주.
와우.
반주로.
예. 네. 근데 대부분이 집에서 혼자 먹는 거가 대부분.
그런 스타일.
I don't know about everybody else, but I actually prefer drinking during the day. Like drinking during the day, I enjoy it so much more than drinking at night. I find if you drink at night, it ends up getting a lot messier. The next day's a write-off.
It's true.
Like during the day, you can just go slowly and just kind of pace yourself a lot more.
I like Ajushi style, like going to dinner at like 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah,
and drinking like a ton of soju and then you can still be in bed by 11 o'clock. You wake up fresh, no hangover.
You mentioned last week there were some other things you wanted to ask Punchinello.
All right, so we all love rap and hip hop here. Mm-hmm. We all have our favorite rappers, and, you know, styles we like, styles we don't like. I want everybody's. This is not insulting. This is all based on taste, but most overrated and underrated. Rappers, in your opinion,
overrated and underrated.
And this is This is not saying these rappers are bad either. It's not about being bad. This is being overrated and underrated.
Well, I guess the first thing you have to when you talk about someone being overrated, for me, that's someone that's getting a lot of airplay, getting a lot of publicity,
or
maybe their skill set is not as good as people that aren't getting that recognition.
No, that's
my personal view on it.
Well, that's a wrong definition. Overrated is when they're super respected and they're considered like top tier. But
yeah, but who's that respect coming from? That's coming from the general population.
That's not the question I'm saying. All right. For example, in my opinion, underrated, Big Sean.
Yeah.
Big Sean is way underrated. He's considered, I guess, more popish. No, the dude is he's up there in terms of lyricism and he's an amazing songwriter. Some of his albums are filled with amazing tracks, but he doesn't get the recognition that a lot of his peers get. I mean, he doesn't get the recognition that, for example, J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar get, but he's as good. He's just a little bit more melodic with his music. He just doesn't go as hard all the time. Mm-hmm. But Big Sean, in my opinion, is underrated.
Why do you think that is?
Because he does a lot of love songs. And rappers that tend to go to the love song route, that happens to them. Whereas a guy like J. Cole, when he does a love song, it's usually a little bit more…
Edgy.
Edgy and a little bit more sad. Like, have you heard of Kevin's Heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is, you know, that's a…
Great song.
Great, amazing song, yeah. But J. Cole is not underrated in Nina's Kendrick Lamar. But Big Sean is underrated. Let me think for the overrated. Anybody want to jump in?
Who you got? I always hate doing this kind of stuff. Because for me, like everybody who I think is like overrated or underrated… Or who I used to kind of like say like, why is that person here? I always end up finding out that like almost everyone that you hear… Almost everyone that you see has hustled like extremely hard to get to the point where they got like international…
Yeah, but the question is notoriety. Who is hustled and who's not? You know?
I know. But I'm just saying like I just have a heart… You know me, I'm like super positive about
shit.
Yeah,
he is positive.
And
yeah,
I just don't even…
I can't ever see Saul saying somebody's overrated.
Yeah. I mean, I just appreciate everyone from like so-called mumble rappers like down to like the most like technical. I try to appreciate everything.
I'll say somebody who I think is overrated, but I love him. But I love him.
Ooh.
Okay. You guys are going to go, ooh, but… Jay-Z. I think he's incredible.
I'm kind of… I know exactly where you're from.
He's incredible. But he's put up there with guys like Nas. He's put up there with guys like Tupac. He's put up there with guys like Andre 3000. He's not on Andre 3000.
Just because he doesn't do that whole like super technical like… Really sharp rhyme scheme.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what makes him great. He can rap like that. Like when he used to rap when he first came out, he was one of the fastest rappers. He was like one of the technical ones who could do the whole like double time thing. But what makes Jay-Z so amazing is his catalog of just hit after hit after hit after hit. And the way he took over the game and just like created the blueprint for everybody
else. Yeah, but he's more of a businessman almost.
Yeah, What's that?
He's more of a businessman.
No, but yeah. I think he's an incredible rapper. He's just overrated. That's all.
Saul, do you have an underrated and overrated?
Underrated.
Or do you want some time to think about?
I think that a lot more people should know about Pharoah Monch than they do. You know Pharoah Monch?
I do.
Pharoah Monch just makes people look basic in the way that he raps. Like mm-hmm. just the way he bends words. So I always considered him one of my favorites.
What was the group that he used to be involved in?
Organized Confusion.
Organized Confusion. I mean, you go back and look at that catalog and they have some amazing songs that they've made on that. And Pharoah Monch was just head and shoulders above it. Like that was him. He just stood out.
One of the things that I've heard that happened to him was that song had the Godzilla sample in it. That like Simon Says, get the up, yeah. Throw your hands in the sky. Because they got sued for using that Godzilla sample. He just like kind of like put him into like such a dark place that he like didn't put out anything for a long time.
Really?
And it just all of a sudden he was gone, you know?
I mean, that f-ing happens a lot though. When people get at people for samples and shit like that though. That happens a lot. It's way common.
I've got someone that's I think is incredibly underrated. Rex.
Oh yeah, Rex is dope.
Rex out of Boston. Like he's… Some of his stuff with DJ Premier on the track, like I think he is definitely up there in terms of his ability, his rhymes, but he just gets overlooked. Like I don't think it would be fair to compare him to someone like Big L, but he's definitely up in that echelon.
You guys are kind of walking on the underappreciated line more than underrated.
Oh, underappreciated.
Okay, Mr. Dictionary over here. I need to go and look at my…
You know what I'm saying, right? But it's underappreciated more than underrated.
It is a fine line though. Yeah.
Who do you like think is an underappreciated Korean?
Underappreciated. Injeong 너무 잘하는데 인정 못 받는 한국의 잘하는 래퍼. A rapper that underrated, underappreciated. 근데 이 사람은 진짜 레전드. 이 사람 진짜 실력이 대박이야. 가사도 잘 쓰는데 아직 인정 아니면 아직 인기 뭘 얻는 래퍼.
한국에서요?
한국에서. Korean.
제 친구기도 한데 제 친구라서 뭔가 이렇게 개인적인 평가가 들어가는 걸 수도 있는데 근데 아무리 봐도 제가 너무 잘한다고 생각하는 애가 있는데 이제 키드킹이라고 있거든요.
키드킹?
네. 근데 그 친구가 이제 저는 약간 뭔가 한국에서 랩 잘한다고 생각하는 그 기준이 뭔가 어? 이거 뭐 눈 감고 듣거나 약간 한국 가사인지 모르면 약간 해외에서 나온 노래인 줄 알겠다. 약간 이게 기준이거든요. 그러니까. 근데 그 친구가 정말 잘해요. 그 약간 제가 좋아하는 약간 스키마스크나 뭐 텐타시온 같은 친구들이래. 그런 사람들처럼 엄청 잘하는데 엄청 오래 했고 열심히 하는 친구인데 막 그렇게 붐업이 되질 않았거든요. 그래서 한국에서는 그 친구 정도
킷킹?
네.
킷킹.
정말 잘하거든요. 근데 이게 제 친구라서 개인적인 의견일 수도 있어요.
근데 그쵸.
제가 들었을 때는 진짜 잘하는 것 같아서.
그냥 뭐
그렇습니다.
이 팟캐스트로 좀 네. 좀 더 많은 사람들 알게 되겠죠.
키드킹. 예.
키드킹. 타입 키드킹. Is his music on YouTube and shit?
네, 많아요.
Okay. You can find his music on YouTube.
I mean, it's Korean rappers beef all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should, but like,
뭐 한국에서도 뭐 디스하고 뭐 비프 있는 사람들도 있잖아. 그렇지?
많은 거
많아? 네. 근데 그렇게 막 미국처럼 막 만나서
살벌하게는 아닌 거.
아 재미없어. 그럼.
Like, it's not fun.
아니 근데 나도 you know, I know a lot of rappers in Korea. Like I know a lot of Korean rappers. And even if they beef, it's just like, 그냥 잠깐 막, it's just stupid.
But was it like Show Me the Money kind of generated that as well because they put people in a cipher and there's kind of an expectation to have angst between them. But I think it was 50 Cent. I can't remember who was talking about, but he went up to someone and said, when I put you on that diss track, why didn't you clap back?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if you had have clapped back, we would have generated so much more hype. You know, you would have sold more records. Like 50 Cent from the get-go. Like, it's not all just angst. It's also a promotional tool. It's to try and hype people up because they want to hear the reply. And then they want to hear the next reply. So, yeah, it may not necessarily be that they actually want to punch the shit out of each other. But there's definitely an opportunity to generate, you know, noise marketing out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, noise marketing for sure.
And it's a competitive thing. So it's definitely dope when people have battles. But it is good that people in Korea aren't like dying because of hip hop the way that they are in America. You
know, that's good. Yeah.
So many rappers have died because of.
True. Yeah, so many legends too.
Beef. I mean, and
it gets a little too out of hand at times.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, like there are like no guns in Korea.
Yes, but most of the beef, disses I've heard in Korea, it's just at the moment towards certain people and they just get personal, but it never gets out of hand.
Would you say Korean culture, being that it is, there's a lot of respect in Korean culture, especially for someone that's been around for longer or someone that's older, would you say that makes it more difficult to kind of have a diss track about people? 한국 문화에서 이렇게 그 존경하는, 뭐 특별히 뭐 선배나 뭐 이렇게 그 나이도 많으면 이렇게 존경하는 문화이잖아요.
네. 차라리 형님
디스트랙 만들기 조금 또 불편한
안 그런 사람도 있어.
그런 사람들도 있겠지만은.
Yeah, but I mean is that the norm? Is that the exception to the rule?
그러면은 질문 이거죠. 조금 더 원래 미국에서 좀 기분 나이 차이 있어도 기분 나쁘면 그냥 대놓고 뱉어. 네. 근데 한국에서 두 번 생각할 때도 있어. 아, 근데 형이니까 좀 말 조심해야 될 것 같아. 이런 것도 있는 것 같아. 한국 바다에서.
그런 바닥에서. 좀 있지 않을까 싶어요. 안 그래도 한국 그 정서가 있다 보니까 그러지 않을까 싶은데 또 거기서도 예외는 있는 거니까.
나랑 비프할래?
갑자기.
When they do,
if you found yourself in a situation where you're like, I want to put out a diss track about this person.
아, 그럼 그냥 생각한 적이 있어. 그래, 아, 이 사람 진짜 열받게 하네.
Or Show Me the Money 했을 때, 네. Did you ever have to battle a 형?
저는 형이랑은 안 했어요.
근데 그런 생각 간 적이 있어? 아, 이 사람 진짜 너무 열받게 하니까 한 번만. 그냥 생각.
근데 최근에는 정말 해본 적 없는 것 같고.
옛날에?
옛날에 이제 음악 옛날에도 했었으니까 그때는 약간 와 약간 이런 무드였으니까 그런 게 있었는데 지금은 아예 약간 없는 것 같아.
병으로. What about before Show Me the Money as opposed to after the after Show Me the Money? Show Me the Money 전후 그 생각이 좀 달라진 건가요? 이렇게 뭐가 처음 랩 하고 싶었을 때 아 이 사람 또 꼭 공격하고 싶다 이런 마음이 충분히 있을 수도 있는데요.
We're trying too hard to make him hate.
No, not at all. I'm just like I'm thinking like when 50 Cent first came out, the first thing he dropped was that single about it dissed everyone.
How to Rob.
Yeah. Mm. And then but then as you sort of progress in your career, you're like, well, you know, maybe that's not as important anymore.
What are you talking about? The man him and Eminem buried Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Ja Rule.
Just spent years burying Ja Rule.
Is that years just that poor man has.
Well, it's become for him. It's become a lifestyle choice. Yeah, like he just trolls people on the internet.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. When he asked, didn't he ask Floyd Mayweather to read the first page of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Donate $500,000.
So the game like took his handphone. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Cell phone.
The game took his.
Oh. He knew as soon as he said it, too. He knew as soon as he said it.
The game took his hudepon and held it like this while like beating somebody up with his right hand.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video?
No.
Game did that, too. He just went crazy.
Luckily, we don't have those issues here.
Yeah, 한국에서 그런 거 없지.
That's a good thing, right?
You're a nice guy and stay nice. Positive energy. Be happy. Don't hate.
But he's also a homebody, so he's not going to find himself
맞아.
In that situation.
홈바디니까.
집에서 혼술 먹는 거 좋아하고 뭐 밖에서 누구 시비 걸 일이 없어.
All right. Well, we've talked about a lot of violence
and
disses, and we've tried so hard to make him hate people he doesn't hate.
But he loves everyone.
He
and
loves
we love
everybody.
Punchinello.
We love Punchinello.
Thank you so much for coming, bro.
And tell us one more.
Thank you.
So tell us what just dropped.
이제 9월 17일에 Fine이라는 곡이 나왔었어요. 이제 집에 이제 사람들이 제가 집에 있는 걸 좋아하는 사람인데 약간 집에만 박혀 있고 약간 뭐 인스타그램도 잘 안 올리고 이러니까 제가 불행한 줄 알고 뭔가 일이 있는 줄 아는데 사실은 좀 그런 거 없고 그냥 집에서 되게 평화롭게 재밌게 살고 있거든요. 그래서 좀 그런 거에 관한 얘기를 담은 거예요. 저는 혼자 있는 거 너무 좋아하고 집에 있는 거 너무 좋으니까 걱정하지 말아라. 다 잘 산다. 약간 그런 노래고 딱 요즘 같은 날씨에 듣기 좋은 보사노바 풍의
It's like even though you don't see me and hear from me, I'm doing good. I'm just chilling at home, doing my own thing. I'm fine.
And that's a vibe from Punchinello's new song, Fine, that just dropped.
그 반응이 어땠어요?
아유,
지금 멜론 1위야.
좋았습니다.
Number one. Good stuff. Punchinello, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for coming.
It
was our pleasure. Yeah. It was an honor. Yeah. 영광입니다. 영광이에요.
제가도 영광입니다.
Good luck with everything in the future.
아, 감사합니다.
또 나중에 같이 한잔 해요.
아우 좋죠.
다 같이.
한잔, maybe 백잔.
Wow, one bottle.
I think between the four of us, Baekjeon might be possible. Oh.
We'll be fine. We'll all be fine. That was an exceptionally fine episode that we did today.
All right. Sim, go ahead and tell us where you can find us.
Dave, you sound fine.
You blow my mind.
You can find us on Instagram at Dive Studios. You can find us on YouTube as well, where you can check out the full episode. Also, listen to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. On Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It means the world to us. And that means that we can keep creating content. Fine quality content.
Fine. I'm just fine.
There's no fines on today's show.
You might have a fine on your car for parking illegally.
No, I parked legally.
Oh, it's fine?
I'm good. It's fine. It's fine. All right, Punchinello, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you so much for joining us, Punchinello.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, we'll see you all again next time.
See you guys next time.
Bye.